for another fantabulous episode of
The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs and security, show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For the contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I have a message for all you good
Everybody loves Don
Christian
and Mike.
People who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi. 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 Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know, could fill a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I've been asked this question over the last 8 days, more than any other question. Don, how have you gotten by without Bill Hochberg?
Awfully. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Hi, Rob.
It's you guys.
Hey.
I guess Phil was wrong again.
Why? What did he say?
He told me the reason you guys were gone for 2 weeks is that you had been done away by Gary Condit because of the bizarre three-way love triangle.
Well, that was a rumor.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Magic Johnson and all the ships at sea. Back after finishing their 2-week revision on the Minnesota Vikings heat stroke policy.
Oh, Rob.
Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's my guy. My God, it doesn't take long. Thank you, Rob, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, Don and Mike Show. And what now seems to be a rarity, a new episode.
This is a new episode today?
Yes, on Friday, August 3rd, missed a chance to say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. But trust me, I did it myself.
Well, you really did. So on the air, at least, you got your opportunity.
And I know a lot of you want to know where have we been. Frankly, Mike and I have been out with Boy Scout shovels, digging holes, trying to find Chandra Levy.
Yes.
And frankly, we've been at it for over a week, and our backs are killing us.
Yeah, between outpatient surgeries for our various diseases.
And we'd also like to announce, no reason, I mean, we're going to tell you the truth about everything here today, but let's start with this. Buzz Burbank is dead.
Yeah, Buzz passed away. Actually, that was really what was the catalyst for all of this, and the voice you'll hear today will sound eerily like Buzz.
You know, it's much like the Paul is Dead thing, yes, when the right. Beatles allegedly replaced Paul with a guy who sounds like him.
Sam, talk for a second so our listeners can hear you.
Hi, I'm Sam Kerfman. How you doing?
And you might notice that our Buzz
right.
wore those old Ben Franklin glasses, yet this new incarnation of Buzz 2.
Right.
No glasses.
No glasses. And it's interesting you mentioned the eyes and the eye area because Buzz was killed by a flesh-eating virus that began in the eyes.
Oh, it was that pink eye thing that he had going.
Yeah, yeah, and eventually killed him.
It killed him.
So listen, hello and welcome everybody. I know you got tons of questions and we got tons of answers and we'd like to get right to it. So let's start. Why weren't we here?
Why weren't we here?
I'm kidding. We were not here because this company is owned by weasels. Now,
You know, this is not the way that this whole thing was planned to have gone down.
Certainly not the way we wanted it to go down.
No. And I'd like to start today by apologizing to the everyday listeners of the show who have tuned in for the last 8 days expecting to hear us. I know you've read stuff in the newspapers, you've seen stuff on TV, and I know that you turn your radio on to hear something and we're not here. And for that, we apologize. I'll tell you why in just a second, why we weren't here. It was certainly not for a lack of wanting to come in and do a show and tell you what's happening.
Right.
About 2.5 months ago, Mike and I signed a deal with Infinity Broadcasting to move our show from the live afternoon shot to the live midday shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be happening starting on Monday.
Monday, this show will be heard in a new time slot, a brand new time slot, and we are very excited about that.
Now, we're going to be on from 11 till 3, live on WJFK in Washington, live on WNEW in New York, and many other big market, top 10 market FM stations that we've been shut out of in the past.
Yeah, cool. That's the reason for the move. I know a lot of people are going to be asking the question, you know, why are you moving from an afternoon time slot to a midday time slot? That's the reason right there. We're going to have opportunities for this show to grow like we haven't had before, and that is the primary reason that we are making this move.
And also, frankly, it's a new challenge. And for any of you out there who have held a job for any amount of time, but I know now I'm speaking to a small percentage of our listening audience.
Because even the listeners who are employed have been employed in most cases for a very brief period.
Sporadically.
But me and Mike have been working this same shift at this same station for 10 years. And even with being syndicated, it's been 10 years of coming in every day at the same time, doing roughly the same show. And frankly, we were a little burned out and we were ready for a new challenge. We have already established number one ratings in the morning.
It's nice to go out on top.
We've established number one ratings in the afternoon. Thanks to you guys. Thanks again for listening. We hope that you'll support us in this new challenge. Something that incidentally was requested by us.
Yes.
This was us. We want a new challenge. We like the thought of being on from 11 to 3, we can get a bunch of new big markets that have never heard the show before. And frankly, it's going to shake the show up a little bit. It's going to give the show a new energy. We're going to go in slightly different directions. It's nothing but good as far as we're concerned. And this is where it all gets effed up. That we had this...
All the stuff right up to this point is the good stuff.
Yeah.
This is the stuff that we've been very happy about. This is the stuff that we are still happy about and we're looking forward to. Are you at the point now where you're going to discuss the reason we weren't on for the length of time we weren't on for?
Yeah, now keep in mind, let me preface this by saying that over the last couple of months, when we had our contract renegotiation, we came back on and said, we've got some big news, but we can't tell you what the big news is. Well, obviously, this is the big news. That involves much more than WJFK and WNEW. It involves all these other big stations and all of our current affiliates, who, incidentally, no one's being canceled.
Right.
No contracts are being dropped. Any of our affiliate stations that are currently running the show can either run it in its live time slot or you can pick it up and tape delay it, but we would urge you to move the time slot.
Absolutely.
Because we're moving our time slot. So all of this was supposed to be a big secret.
Right.
And the reason that Frieda and I got a place in New York is not because we're moving to New York or not that we're going to be basing the show around New York, but we're going to spend a couple of days a week in New York broadcasting from their studios. I don't like staying in a hotel.
Right.
Okay? I like having my own place. But even that...
I love staying in a hotel.
Even that, we had to keep a big secret.
Right.
Okay? So, all of this stuff behind the scenes, we're going to be changing the time slots. You know, we figured how are we going to tell people about this? Well, ideally the plan would be to come on and tell you guys, and you know, we know you'd be pissed at first, and you'd say, F you, I'm never listening again, and
right.
You know, you guys are bastards. And we would weather that, and then for a couple of weeks, talk about it, and then make the switch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens is, about 2 weeks ago, Frank Ahearns in the Washington Post gets the story.
Right.
Now, you know, we've had lots of bad stuff to say about this guy over the years, and rightly so, but I will tell you, he nailed it.
He got it right.
He got virtually all of the facts right. He had exactly what was going to happen happening.
Right.
And I received a phone call a couple of Saturdays ago, and they said, oh, my God, did you read this in the paper? I said, yeah. They said, well, how are you going to deal with it? And I said, I don't know what you're telling me how we're going to deal with it. The cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, what we'd like to do to deal with it is we'd like to, you know, get on and say, hey, that's you know, it's out now, and this is the way it's going to be, and start to, you know, promote the fact that we are going to be making the change.
Be honest.
So these doofuses who run this company, this is what they said to me. They said, look at the Washington Post, and it was a Saturday Post. They said, first, because it was in the Saturday newspaper, no one would read it. Well, of course, that's not true. Then they said, is it above or below the fold? You know, is it on the top half of the page or the bottom half of the page?
Right.
I said, well, it's on the bottom half of the page, but it's there on the front page of the newspaper. They said, well, don't worry about it. Well, about 11 o'clock that night, my phone rings and say, hey, Channel 4 is on the air with the story, Channel 7, Channel 9, it's all over the TV news.
Yeah, well, what it is, this story broke. I mean, it went public in a very, very big way here in Washington, D.C.
So, and it was picked up by Associated Press, and it was all over the place. So Mike and I came to work, what seems now eons ago, it was a week and a half ago, last Monday. We came in, and we sat down with the weasels here, and they said that we had one choice. I said, what's that? They said, you go on the air. If the subject is brought up, and of course the subject was going to be brought up, it was in the freaking newspapers and it was on the TV news.
Something that really the powers that be here at the radio station, here at the company, did not... It required convincing. You know, they somehow thought that people would read that, this story would break, and people would be blissfully unaware that anything was going on. We respectfully disagree.
Right. So the guidance we were given was, well, you've done this before. Get on the air and say you can't say anything. And I know a lot of you are pissed that we haven't been here for the last 8 days, but just bear with me for a second, because I swear to God I'm being honest. Think how pissed you would be if we had been on the air for the last 8 days, and you guys know we're changing time slots,
and we have been on before telling you we can't talk about what's going on, which is really where we were before this story broke.
Yeah, but now it's in the newspaper, it's on the TV.
Right.
We come on the radio, and we say, we don't know. We said we refuse to do that. We won't do that. Then they said, well, why don't you just say, there's big news coming, but you can't tell them yet.
Well, we said to that, we have said that before.
Yeah. And at this point, it's in the newspaper. It's on television. The industry knows about it.
Knowing our listeners also better than management knows our listeners, we knew that the type of people that call this program on a regular basis, that was going to be top of mind. Mm-hmm. That was going to not go away. It was something that was going to be there. It was going to be at the top of people's minds. And we didn't want to come on and lie. That's the bottom line. We didn't want to come on again and just say, you know, we can't tell you about it, and we're not going to tell you, and we'll have information. We were tired of that because we felt that was really going to insult our listening audience.
Mm-hmm. So we were faced with a choice, and actually they ended up making the choice for us, where they said, don't come to work. So for the last 8 shows, every day, Mike and I would get up, we'd have a conversation on the phone. Are we going to work today? I think we are. We'd come into work, we'd sit down, they'd say, you can't say anything.
Yeah, this was not something where they said to us way back when, okay, well, listen, come back August 3rd.
No.
No.
And you can talk about it. This
day by
really,
day.
This was an everyday process.
Three things I pray.
This
day by day.
This was an everyday process. We come to the station every day. You know, the bastards, they have a sneak in the back door. So that nobody sees us here. They bring us into a back office, they sit us down, and they say, well, have you decided...
We kind of blew it when we started yelling.
Are you going to play along and say you don't know anything? And frankly, we said no. And then they said, well, until we get the situation worked out, because their stance was, Infinity's stance was, that until they came out with a press release, it wasn't a true story.
Exactly.
But the fact of the matter is, it is a true story. It was a true story 2 weeks ago.
And our point of view was to get this done as quickly as possible so we could get on as quickly as possible. And obviously that did not work out the way we wanted it to work out. And, you know, that's why we've waited until today. And it's been unbelievably frustrating because, you know, Don and I don't know how many conversations we've had together and how many conversations you've had with management. It's been... It's been insane. It has really, really been insane.
And I know, and I've looked at our website, the Don and Mike fans thing, where you know you people, you fair weather fans, you don't even know the story, and already you're wishing us dead. You know, I'm getting on there and I'm reading these posts from people saying, well, Don is management now. Well, listen, if I'm the program director, it doesn't mean I wave my magic wand here and they do what I say. These decisions involve many, many Infinity radio stations, and it's out of our hands at this point. But just know this, we wanted to come in, but we were not going to come in and give you the bull ass of saying, hey, we can't tell you or we don't know what's going on, because we're tired of that. We've had this deal in place for over 2 months. They started talking to us about this over 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's been such a long, tedious process.
Right.
That finally we got pissed. But we said, you know, for 8 months, we've done everything you've said. Now that the story's out, we're not going to get on the air and lie.
Right.
To say that the lines of communication have been somewhat murky would be an understatement of biblical proportions. We have really, the whole problem here has been communication. Because I'll tell you something, and this goes for everybody in this company. Communication in management at this operation, I don't know who trained these guys, but it is really frustrating because you get to a point when you don't know what's going on, and I know I speak for Don and I speak for myself, you get to a point when you don't really know what's going on that things begin to enter your mind. And I think the listeners are the same way. When you don't know what's going on, yeah. And I know that if I was a listener to this program,
you speculate.
Yes. I had that kind of feeling where I didn't know what was going on, and we weren't on the air. And if we came in after, you know, 2 days, 3 days, and sat down here and said, listen, we can't really tell you. I would throw my radio out the window.
How pissed would you be? I mean, I know many of you are pissed at us now because you've not heard anything, but think how pissed you'd be if we came on and said that. You know, we can't tell you. Just, you know, hang on. It's a big secret. It's a big secret by ass. It was in the newspaper.
Yeah.
And frankly, it's a move that we're excited about. And I know a lot of people are upset about that, and we're going to spend as much time as we need to today to talk about this.
Sure.
But the fact of the matter is we're moving. We're moving the show to 11 p.m., 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
No, you know, he
had it backwards there, Rob.
Two?
So at night.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah, Rob, you don't need to be here at 11 o'clock at night.
on the East Coast and on the West Coast, whatever that is, like 8 a.m. till noon.
Right. When you mention it's a new challenge, that is another wrinkle in this that we really have to explain to you, that we have done. You know, we like to think we have slayed the dragon in the morning time slot and in the afternoon time slot. And this is a challenge. It is a challenging part of the day. And we are really looking forward to making it work because it's the newness of this that appeals to us, as well as the opportunity to expand the show into FM markets where we haven't been before.
And, you know, we heard a lot of the same criticisms that we've heard, even from people in the industry, a lot of the same stuff that we heard 10 years ago when we took our morning show and we put it on in the afternoon.
Right.
I swear to you, we heard, this will never work. People will never listen to this type of radio in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. The audience in the afternoon is not as large as the audience in the morning.
Sure.
This is the biggest mistake you've ever made. You're going to piss off all of your listeners. You guys don't know what you're doing. This is a giant mistake. Well, 10 years later, it's not a giant mistake.
Yeah, and I want to say that the proud 4% of the unemployed people that listen to this show are going to be listening from 11 till 3, just like they listen from 3 till 7:30 in the afternoon.
Sure.
You know, those people that really have tried, well, maybe not really tried to get jobs, that don't have current employment.
God bless them, Mike.
You know, we welcome you just to really try to get out of bed a little earlier.
So it's a couple of factors here. Also, you have to consider the factor that on the West Coast for the last 5 or 6 years, the show has been a midday show. We've run from noon to 4 on the West Coast with great success. And again, thanks to everybody who's listened to this show in the past. We know that we would have nothing without you guys filling out your rating stuff and bestowing these great ratings on us. We thank you. We wish we could have come on and just told you that we wanted to do this and we're going to do this and have a couple of weeks to go through it. But as it turns out, it kept getting dragged down and dragged down, and now we're down to the final day.
Right.
And they didn't even want us to go on today.
No. They wanted us to just jump in and start the new thing on Monday. And we really felt that we had to come in and at least take one show to answer the questions, to take care of our audience in the afternoon and speak to them. Because, you know, there are people, there are a legitimate amount of people that because of schedules, and it's just like when we made the switch from morning drive to afternoon drive,
sure,
that aren't going to be able to make the move with us because of their schedule. That's going to happen. We understand that. And those are the people we wanted to talk to.
Because we're sorry about that, but I mean, maybe you can understand. But we do have great jobs, and we thank God every day that we have this great job,
mm-hmm,
that we get to come in and goof around and have a good time, but... You know, we're ready for a new challenge.
Absolutely.
And we're ready to try a new time slot. To us, the thought of going on and doing a show like this at 11 o'clock in the morning, it's never been done.
Never been done, just like when we made the switch into afternoons.
Right.
But it never been done, and we're really looking forward to it.
And a large part of this also is that finally we've got the goons at Infinity behind us. That,
do.
You know, we can only tell you now. The major FM stations are going to be on her in New York and Washington, but trust me, there's many more that will be brought out a station at a time over the next 90 days where we go into a lot of markets that, frankly, we never thought we'd have a chance of being broadcast to.
This is a wonderful new opportunity. We are excited about this, and the opportunity to do this show live, you know, wherever we go, is really one of the motivating factors here. We want to be on live everywhere. You know, that's the goal. And we really do hope that all of our affiliates stay with us. And if they have to do the tape delay, hey, you have to do what you have to do. But we encourage them, as you said before, to, you know, take this show live, because this show works best when it's live.
And, no stations are being killed here. We're not saying to the stations, your contract is null and void. Your contract
being blown
up.
Go away.
You know, keep running the show. If you can run us live, that's great. And for those of you who listen to us here on WJFK in D.C., I'll tell you that Opie and Anthony have a fantastic show. I know that we fought with them before. We fought with a lot of disc jockeys,
sure,
before. But their show is good, and you're going to like their show. And it's going to make WJFK a seamless radio station.
That is the thing. It's going to be a consistent radio station. You're going to know what you get when you tune this radio station in. You're going to know, hey, you know, I've had a bad day at work. I'm going home early. You're going to know you put this radio station on, and you're going to laugh. It's going to be fun, and you're going to have a good time.
Oh,
that's the bottom line.
You're going to like their show. And if we thought that they were going to replace us with a show that we didn't endorse or that we didn't like, frankly, we wouldn't do it. I mean, it's our nut on the line.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have just rewarded us on the day before we had one personal day we had to take off, and then we had all this other crap. The ratings came out in between, and we had the best ratings in the history of this show. So we thank you guys for that. I mean,
that is a nice way to say goodbye to afternoon drive time. It really is. It is very nice to finish that way. I know Don and I had that discussion about the fact that, man, you know, of all the ratings periods, to have a great rating,
mm-hmm,
this was the one that I think was the most special to,
sure,
us.
But now we're starting over. And frankly, that's what it's all about. We're competitive. I mean, I like the fact that the rating slot that we inherit on WNEW is worse than the rating slot that we had at night. They're in,
right,
worse shape in the day.
Mm-hmm.
The rating slot that we inherit on WJFK is like 15th place.
Absolutely.
In the market.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot of big challenges in front of us, and we're just ready for a change. We're ready to try something new. You know, you do one thing at one time, you do the same job every day, you become stagnant. I think that this is going to give us a whole new friggin' life. I mean, everybody's excited like I've never seen them excited before. Everybody's, you know, trying to put through in their minds, are you going to do the exact same show? Yeah, well, no, not the exact same show, and that's not to say that we're going to water it down. If anything, we're going to turn up the volume a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get back to doing some of the stuff that they used to want to fire us for, because it's 11 o'clock in the morning. You know, I mean, that's a great challenge for us.
The challenge, really, when you mention that, is that at 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, you've never heard radio like this at that time of the day, and it's really exciting for us, and it's a new frontier, it really is. And if you sit on your hands and become complacent, this gig doesn't work. If you decide to try something different and go for it, it can be more of a challenge, and it can be more exciting. And that's why we're sitting here. We are. Everybody, you know, everybody associated with the show, except for Buzz, who passed away while we were on vacation, is very, very excited.
And we're very happy. I mean,
is that right, Sam?
That's right. Here he is, Sam Bird.
I feel badly for him, except it's nice to have his job. Sam Kerbman.
So that's what we're doing. We're going to the midday show. It starts Monday. We hope that you'll listen. We apologize. We deeply apologize that we weren't here over the last 8 days.
I want to commit to you, Don, and to everybody on the show and to everybody listening, that Monday's show I will try like I've never tried before to make it to the show on time.
Okay.
All right. I will try to be there by at least 10:45.
That's my man. See what I was talking about? Yeah. The all-new attitude?
Absolutely.
And the golden boy, shine again.
Right.
So that's what we're doing. That's where we're at. The reason that we weren't here is because we didn't want to lie to you. And if that pisses you off, all I can do is say I'm sorry. Given the circumstances, we thought it would be. Well, first off, we never thought it would be 8 days.
Yeah, and I'm not taking the heat for that. I'll tell you that right now. We are not going to take the heat for the 8 days because when this whole thing started out, this was going to be a day. And then it stretched out to 8 days. And you know something? I'm passing the buck on that one.
Yeah, no,
I am not taking the heat on that from anybody.
It ain't us. I mean, everything else, yeah.
I apologize also for what everybody, you know, the people that might have been frustrated, but you know, God damn it, that was not our fault.
But, you know, this was our idea. We wanted to make this move. The company accommodated us. We're going to be part of the brand new Infinity Hot Talk Network, whatever the F they're calling this thing. We're actually going to be on quite a few huge stations in very big cities. And
we're excited about the format. We're excited about being part of this package. It's very exciting.
And we thank you for listening, and we hope you will continue to listen. And that's the freaking truth. That's it.
That's the truth.
Roof. That's it. Okay, here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hi.
You damn dirty apes.
Hey.
Listen, why all the secrecy?
Is that a tribute to Planet of the Apes, sir?
Yes.
Didn't I just explain that? Why the secrecy? It wasn't us, and we will take...
Yeah, but why did you guys have to kowtow to...
Oh, this is what I love. Why did we have to kowtow? Would you rather have had us come in...
Yes.
For the last 8 days and say repeatedly over and over again every day?
Tell you? But it was already out in the papers.
That would have been cowtowing.
Correct. At which point, I said to the people who run the station, well, you know, even if Mike and I don't say anything, people are going to call in with stuff.
Right.
And they said, well, that's why you're on delay, because we'll delay out those
calls. We weren't going to deal with that, I'll tell you right now, and we weren't going to deal with the fact.
Okay.
Are you going to, sir, sir, sir?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to listen?
Yes.
I know you're one of the people, usually with the first call. You were calling, what, about 12 noon today to get through?
Yeah, I've been waiting for 3.5 hours.
That doesn't surprise
right.
me. And, you know, the deal is that we know this show, with the volume of calls that we take, that... Yes, we can control content, but we cannot control what people are calling to talk about, and we knew what people were going to call and talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And we weren't going to BS you about it. We just weren't going to do that.
But why? Okay, I know you guys wouldn't do that, but why does management have to place that?
Because there were, in management's eyes, there were elements of this switch. And, you know, elements that had to be taken care of before we could go on the air and go public with this. All right, and that does not involve our show.
Stuff that doesn't involve us.
Very well. I'll accept that answer. And
thank you.
Welcome back, and my condolences for the loss of Buzz. And Sam, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Sam Curveman, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, I'll try to fill Buzz's shoes.
Sam the Butcher. How's Alice?
All right, goodbye. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, my brothers. What's going on?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, listen, it's awesome you guys are going to midday. That's awesome news. Instead of hearing you for 2 hours, I can hear you for 4 hours now.
That's good. I'm glad the people that have the schedules that are going to enjoy this show are going to enjoy it.
And management sucks ass.
Yes, they do.
And the last thing is, I'm sorry that Buzz is dead, but Sam's got a much better voice than Buzz ever has.
Well, thank you, sir.
And I think you're going to enjoy Sam's sense of humor as well.
Sam's a little edgier than Buzz was.
Yeah, he is.
And he knows his way around airports.
But know this about Sam. He's no pothead. the actor who's playing Buzz now.
Right. Now he's sober.
Straight as a freaking arrow.
I mean, a teetotaler doesn't drink, doesn't do any kind of illegal substances.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi there.
I'm so glad you are on today. You don't know. At work, that's all we talk about every day is, when are they going to be back on? They're not back on today. What's the website say? I'm just calling for my own selfish reasons, and just because I work 6 to 10 in the morning, either way, if you are live here, I'm still not going to hear your first hour, your choicest.
And it's humid.
Commercial-free hour.
Well, listen, honey, I appreciate that, and I'm sorry that we're moving time slots, but... We heard the same thing.
Yeah, that's cool. 10 years ago. the money, go for it, dude.
No, 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 honey, it's not even about the money. We're working for the same money we got before.
We are.
Mm. Okay, well, you know, whatever the reasons.
Right, the reason is, don't you?
Supportive, whatever you guys want to do. I love you. I'll listen anyway.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Rob, hold off on that for a second. I'm going to say this, lady. You know, is it too much to ask that you simply reorganize your life?
Really?
So that you can now listen to the show every day?
I don't think it's too much to ask.
You know, maybe I will. I'll quit my job.
Thank you. That's
very
all we have.
Good. That's the
Become
solution.
Four percenters, baby.
There you go.
That's all we ask.
Night shift.
Thank you.
Okay. And
thank
Sam?
Yes, ma'am.
Love you.
God, love you, ma'am.
Hey, look at that.
Sam Curbman, ladies and gentlemen.
And if she does quit, that means a real prime street corner is opening up. Everyone
Rob. Hey, Rob didn't miss a beat. He's right back in the rhythm here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
I was wondering, Don, there's a big rumor going around that because of you, G. Gordon Liddy got bumped to AM and that you are single-handedly responsible
because I wield all the power in Infinity Broadcasting.
Well, I don't believe you wield all the power in Infinity Broadcasting, but I was curious, did you stand up for G. Gordon at all, or just kind of sit idly by while he got booped to 570 AM?
I think the primary issue with the G-Man is G-Man being on in Washington, D.C.
Which he is, and G was not fired from a Westwood One. It was simply a move. God knows it's happened to us a million times.
Right.
Where radio station makes a decision that they're going to drop a show, and you get picked up by someone else in the market. Obviously, I was consulted about it because, you know, I'm the guy with the guys that are taking the time slot. And
when you talk about us, and when we were approached about this, it was, you know, would you guys consider, you know, doing this time slot? And that, from that standpoint, we said, yeah. I mean, it would be a challenge. It would be something we'd like to do.
But it's the radio business, and it happens all the time. Mm-hmm. I am a big fan of G. Gordon Liddy's. I have been all along. Before any of this crap got out in the open, there was thought that maybe they would take G's show and would run it in another time slot here.
I just really feel sorry. I enjoy you guys' show. I listen to it all the time. I really feel bad.
Very important to point. Let me point something out about G. Gordon Liddy here, too. I mean, G. Gordon Liddy, and I think he said it on his show today, the affiliates that he has are not affected by this also.
No.
I mean, he's moving, radio stations here in Washington, D.C., but G. Gordon Liddy has, and for a long time has had, a lot more affiliates across the country than we do. And
yeah,
so don't feel sorry for the G-Man. He's still chugging right along. And if you heard that, you know, on his show when he was talking about it, he is, he's moving forward also.
Right. Well, you know, you guys keep up the good work. And G. Gordon Liddy, the listening, God bless you. And keep up the good work. You guys have a good weekend.
I doubt he's listening to us right now, but thank you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops. All right, let's try this one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Mark calls from Carmichael, Sacramento area.
Hi. This is Carmichael. That is the time-locked vault. What can we do for you?
Hey, just glad to hear you back on the air. And, of course, we don't know what's going to go on with KHTK, if they're going to carry you or, you know, what they're going to do, if they're going to dump the Rise guys or whatever that crap is they got on now.
Listen, the options, like we said before, are all with each affiliate radio station. The only thing that we wanted to make sure was that none of the stations that have been airing us for these past 7 years get screwed.
Right.
That they can either run the show live. If they can't clear the time, they're going to offer a network feed at the regular time, and they can run that feed.
That will be a highly entertaining program.
Hopefully you will be on then Monday in Sacramento. If you're not, if it takes a while to get worked out, I'd like to thank all my fans that have been listening to me call in over the years.
Right, who are you?
I love you, Sacramento.
Who are you? Get out of here. Who says we're going off in Sacramento?
Right.
I've not heard anything that we're going off in Sacramento.
The
right?
only thing that I have heard that is probably not good for Sacramento, and I've heard this from a higher up, that we probably will never be traveling to Sacramento again.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Big C in Baltimore, babe.
Hey, buddy.
Just want to say congratulations, you guys. I just want to know what the state of affairs is going to be in Baltimore. Am I going to have to put up with Jim Broome and company in the morning? Am I going to hear you guys?
You know, again, this is up to the local radio station, the 1300 in Baltimore, that if they want to run us live, We're urging all of our affiliates to, you know, to make the shift with us. If they want to run tape delay, that's up to them. But frankly, I think if you're talking about the station in Baltimore, I think that that station is moving towards an area where we were going to be, you know, on the chopping block anyway pretty quick.
Yeah, going towards a sports, you know, more heavy sports sound.
So well, anyway, if it's too late to get you guys to come on, is it too late to get Opening Anthony instead?
What do you mean?
And instead of bringing you guys in tape delay, is it too late to get Opening Anthony live?
I don't know.
I don't think Opie would appreciate you calling him Opening.
Opening and Anthony.
And that's
I don't
up
know.
For the radio station. We really don't make those decisions.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes. Does that mean that you guys are going to be going directly in competition now with G. Gordon Liddy at that time slot?
Yes, and I'm afraid that he will have to come out in our stools like all disc jockeys we compete against.
And at that time slot, I believe, is Rush Limbaugh the number one
yes.
guy there?
Yes, he
well,
is.
Well, I hope you guys kick ass, man, because you guys deserve it.
Very good.
You know, nice. And that's another thing. Even my friends in the industry who've called me about this, they said, well, why would you go to middays? I said, well, okay, hold on a second.
Right.
Who is the most listened-to radio person in America? It ain't Anus. It ain't Stern. It ain't Paul Harvey. It ain't, you know, Dick and Dick. It's that goddamn Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh, who just, you know, signed a deal for 45 gazillion zillion billion dollars.
And we're going to come right up his poop chute.
Absolutely.
We're going to give him a colonoscopy, a ratings colonoscopy.
You're going to hear a lot about him on this show.
Sure are.
He's a target.
He's the enemy, man.
Absolutely. We're going to go after him.
Good. And he's never had any competition.
No.
And
him
he's
fun to make fun of.
Dr. Laura.
Him and his hemorrhoids.
That's funny. You think we'll be on against Dr. Laura. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? All right, I'm trying. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
Get on with him.
With him?
You're on with us.
Oh, I'm sorry, Don. Hey, hear me out. I'm a longtime fan.
Don, I don't think you need to hear this guy out. It's just my own opinion. I know, you know, we've been gone for a while, and I might not, my resources might not be as sharp, but, well, let's give him a couple of seconds, but I just want to pass along to you. You don't necessarily have to hear him out, even though
he
has.
Give him a chance.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
And I still have my Don and Mike pillowcases.
All right, so you're a guy who listened to us when we did a morning show.
All right, hear him out, though.
Yeah, so it's been a long, long time.
Yeah, come on. Get to your tale of woe. What is it?
And I'm really, really glad for you guys, and I'm glad you're moving, and I'm going to stick with you.
Oh, good.
I mean, you guys...
I'm glad we heard him out.
I mean, you guys got a royal screw job. You're doing what you want to do for your family and for your careers, and God bless you.
Well, really, it's not for our family. It's really just for our careers, really.
A nice thought, though.
I am right back in the
there
game.
There you go, Mike.
I am super sharp. Look at that. You wanted to cut that guy off.
I am at the knees.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yes, hi.
Buzz, I miss y'all.
Sam
Kerbman.
We've replaced Sam. Buzz with Sam.
Sam, my bad.
Ah, hi.
There he is, Sammy.
Sam the porn star.
Howdy.
Yes.
Buzz passed away.
Nothing worse there. I'll do it.
Buzz passed away the end of July.
We love y'all guys.
I'm okay. Glad you really broke up about that.
We love you all guys. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is this me?
Yes.
Beautiful. I just want to say I'd listen to you guys any time, day or night. I'm glad you're back. You made my night a week ago Friday. I was up at the Oakland A's game. Giants are winning. I got my adult beverage. And I picked you up on the new San Francisco station. Sitting there watching Major League Ball, listening to Don and Mike.
I love that.
I like this call. That's oh, cool. Okay. Watching a ball game in the ballpark and listening to us.
If I loved it. I was turning people on to you. I say, here, listen, you want to hear something funny? I give them my headphones.
And if you got used to listening to us at whatever god-awful time they have us on in San Francisco.
8 to midnight.
Yeah, get ready for a change.
Yeah.
It could be about a 12-hour shift in that time slot. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
When you move to the new time slot, I guess if you get live in L.A., that would be in the morning. So will you guys be, you want to go up against Hooknose in the morning there as well, right?
I told you, and really, this is something that not because they've told us not to say like it's a secret, it's because some of these radio stations that we're going to, they're firing people, and there's all kinds of stuff involved. But I can't comment except to say that with this new deal, we're going to be in the top 10 markets.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why I asked. And you, that was the first thing that you were going to say. I can't say anything about it.
Oh, well, hold on a second. Now, listen, I think I've been pretty upfront with everything today. I just said to you that we were going to be on in the top 10 markets.
I know. I used to...
That are going to be brought out one or two a week over the next 90 days. What? How more specific do you need me to get?
No. You're getting me wrong. I'm glad you're going to go up against him. You're going to be fast in L.A.
Hold on. Mike's got something. He's been waiting a week and a half to say this to you. Hold on, Mike.
I'm so glad I get the first part.
Hey! Quiet!
Okay.
No.
There you go. There you go.
That would have been a lot better, but he's
yak.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Welcome back.
Hello,
Don and Mike.
Hey, listen, and hold on a second. Charlie and Lisa, you tell Channel 7 and Channel 4, if they want to come down here, they send a goddamn reporter today.
Right.
That Channel 7 wants to come down. Now Channel 4 wants to come down. What they want to come down is just get... new movie pictures of us, like moving the dials with our hands.
Right,
no.
The traditional stuff.
So that they can do their own story. Now, you want to interview us, come down and interview us about
that. Absolutely, and we'll give you our same 100% sincere on-TV interview, which we've done for years.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You guys are the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for... Listen, and I want to say that again seriously to everybody. Thank you for listening. Today, because for all you knew today, we weren't going to be on today.
Absolutely.
And we know that 8 days, even though it's only 8 days, seems like, you know, forever. So thank you, and we apologize that we weren't here, and thank you for your support.
Thank you all very much.
There's no understanding management anyway. I knew you'd be back, and you'd be greater than ever.
We still hate management, and we hate management more now than ever.
Oh, God.
Even though we are, you know, and people might find this, it's not something that you can really wrap your hands around, okay? We are happy about everything that's going on, but we hate management now more than we ever have.
Well, the way they mishandled us. You know, the point is that they talked to us about this for 8 months. We signed this contract 2 months ago, and they say, okay, we're going to do this any day. Then it gets out in the newspaper, and then they go, oh, my God.
Balls the size of breadcrumbs.
Just get on the air and deny.
Right. And you know, with such a knowledge of what we do, like, that would be something that A, would be easy to do, and B, that our listeners would buy. I mean,
you know,
they wouldn't.
I really had to walk them through this. I said, listen, people are going to be pissed about the time change. We know that. So it's in the newspaper that we're changing time slots, and it's on TV. Imagine the S-storm. We get on the air, and we deny it. And then a week later, we say, oh, yeah, guess what?
Yeah.
We had lied to you because management asked us to lie to you. We really are changing our time slots.
Oh, my God. No can do.
You handled it the right way.
No, we refused to do it. I know people were pissed, and then some people will probably stay pissed at us, and, you know... Adios. I've been pissed at people, and a lot of times I haven't given it up either. But I just hope you all will make a switch with us because, you know, the other thing that we're going to have to get rid of is this number one Arbitron rated thing.
Yeah.
Because effective Monday...
Number 15.
Yeah, and in some cases, worse.
Worse, right.
Worse than number 15.
We will let you know every step of the way because, you know, we are in it together, as we always say, and we'll let you know how sucky our ratings are starting out.
And, you know, that's exciting. For us, that is really... Really excited.
It is, very much so.
I like that. Okay, I'm sorry. What did you want to say?
Well, that you guys are just, you're just so intelligent. You're so great. That's what you do.
Please get out of here. Goodbye.
Oh, I like that.
People yell at us on that crap. All right, let's clear the lines, okay? Clear them out.
Clear the decks, ladies and gentlemen.
I still don't know if we're going to do a show today. If you guys want to let this go, if you think that your questions have been answered up to this point, then we got a regular show we're ready to do for you.
Amen.
But, you know, if you want to keep this going for a while, for the whole... It's up to you today. So we'll judge by what you guys call with now. So let's clear out and do a call 100, a prize package selected especially for you. Let me just make a quick perusal here. To see.
I guess we've been gone for so long, we must have some incredible new prizes.
We've been out 8 days. Well, no, I take it back.
We have something good?
Hell yeah.
What do we have?
Yeah, no, I'm not giving away a pillow, Rob. First caller back.
Not a pillow.
No, I got a good one here. I got a really good one. If you're the 100th caller right now.
You just can't talk about it right now.
At 877-365-3636. Good luck.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Have you heard? I'm doing my morning show at night.
It's Dark Pants time. The Don and Mike Show.
All right.
Just got to call it 100. Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What number am I?
Yes, you're the 100th caller. Hi there.
Wonderful.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Jackie.
Where are you from, Jackie?
Reston.
Okay, Jackie, you want a Canon S600 bubble jet printer.
Awesome. Thank you very much,
Mike. That's an awesome prize. Fantastic.
Really is a nice surprise to the pillow.
We'll be giving away.
I'll take the printer. Thank you so much.
We are going to be giving away pillows later today for you fans of pillows.
Are they special pillows that we're giving away?
It's technology that makes sense. The only printer in its class with an individual ink tank system. You only have to replace the color that runs out. Go to CanonS600.com for more information. Thank you for listening, Jackie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right, so.
Yes, so there it is.
So what do we do? Do we,
I think we should probably take some phone calls.
Yeah, now, all these people are probably calling about the contest, but let's just see what's happening. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike, Don or Mike, please.
Yes, we're both here. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Johnny Come Lately. I'm sorry. What? I just heard the tail end of this. I'm tuning in later. Are we still going to have you in Sacramento at the same time slot?
You listen, that's one thing that we're not going to do is re-answer all of the
questions. I know, you're probably getting calls from everyone.
That's up to KHTK. They can either take the show and run it live, or they can tape it and run it in the same time slot.
Okay, I'll call KHTK and see what's happening.
Please do.
Good idea.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks, guys.
You got it.
They're good people.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What, the people at KHTK?
Yeah,
I wanted you guys to know something, that us out in Sacramento, we love you, but we think you're a couple of dicks.
Yeah, why
nobody supported you more than Sacramento next to Washington, and then you're burning us on coming out to visit us.
That was a joke.
At the theater.
That was a joke.
And now we're going to listen to you guys probably.
Hold on.
I was making a joke when I said that.
All the Sacramento calls are going to be not.
Hey, Nimrod.
Anymore.
Hello.
Hey, Nimrod.
That's Mr. Nimrod.
Mr. Nimrod, I was making a joke when I said that.
That's
I was
okay.
being funny.
We understand.
No, you don't understand.
Now, all of us have, now we don't know what's going to happen. We support you guys. We bring you to the top, and then you just...
Oh, yeah, that's how it goes. And if that's the way you feel, well, then don't listen, and we will crash and burn, and you'll never hear from us again.
Dealing with this, sir.
We're moving our time slot.
Actually, I don't really care, because I drive around all day long, and if it's on delay, that's fine. But I'm sure that there's a lot of people in Sacramento that feel that way.
He's speaking for others. Sacramento call.
I know, Mike.
You're
adopted town.
The world.
We hate Buzz, and we're glad he's dead.
The world of hate. It's a world of hate out there. What is it? Is it the tomato fumes?
Hello, Don and Mike. I thought they'd be happy. Chris Webber re-signed.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Can you guys set yourself up on the CB radio since we can't get you out here no more?
And where?
Sacramento.
I would just call a friend and say, here come the Sacramento calls.
Here they come. Yeah. You know, listen.
About an hour late.
There's no doubt that the good people of Sacramento have rewarded us with great ratings for the last 7 years, and I think we've always said thank you, and we do mean that. Humbly, we thank you very much. We're changing our time slot. You know, I know that pisses you off, and that pisses you off because you guys are fans of the show and you listen every day. Thank you. I appreciate that. Please either, you know, call KHTK to get them to run the show live or just listen to it on tape. Or if you're really pissed, don't listen to it. But, you know, I'm sorry. Things happen. Do you think that... Well, I don't know. I was just talking to somebody last week, and I said, when Friends used to be on whatever night it was on Tuesday, or Frasier was on Thursday night,
right?
And they moved it to Tuesday night. You think Kelsey Grammer drives down the road and people said to him, hey, man, F you.
Right.
I used to watch your show on Thursday. Now you're on Tuesday.
What's that all about? Thanks for selling us down the river.
Yeah.
Selling us out. Selling. You know, some people said sold out.
Right.
Sold. I read that a couple of places. I don't really understand.
I don't get that. Hey, listen, it's a new challenge for us. We're stagnant. We're tired of doing the same show every day. We're very glad. We couldn't be happier that you guys are enjoying it and listening to it every day. Thank you very much.
And I read somewhere that somebody said that I was strung out. And let me tell you something, Jack. I had never been strung out on anything except music.
A day in your life.
You know, that was on the other night. This, the Elvis.
Is Elvis?
I watched every single second of it, uninterrupted. You know, the part where they have that guy with the oversized head playing the younger Elvis.
Yeah.
All the way through the bloat quoted Elvis.
If only I could have seen.
If only I could have seen what was happening to me.
You know, we got an Elvis Death Day show coming up.
Wow.
And that's going to be our first ever midday Elvis Death Day show.
Yeah, and hopefully a whole new group of people will be able to enjoy the magic of the entertainer that even in death continues to give.
August 16th, it comes up, and I always like pointing out that Elvis would have been 66.
Oops. Hello.
What am I doing here?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, I'm calling from Reno. I want to tell you how, you know, I know you can't keep everybody happy, but how displeased that I am, how people on the West Coast are, and myself, at how you guys are handling this.
Oh, really? We, how are we mishandling it? We came on the air.
Well, let me tell you.
Okay.
We don't get the Washington Post out here. We have no idea what's going on out there. For 2 weeks, you're not on the air.
Well, listen, again, though, knowing the situation, knowing that a large portion of our listening audience does read the Washington Post, it was reported in other newspapers as well, does watch the TV news, well, it was something that we could not avoid on the show, and we refused to lie about it.
And, you know, we don't know what's going on, and out of the blue, you guys come out and say we're changing. On your station out here in Reno, they tape Delay Howard Stern in the morning because nobody wants to get up at 3 in the morning to listen to him. He runs from 7 to 11. You guys are at 8 o'clock in the morning out here. Now I got to choose. I just think...
make your choice, then.
And after how you treated us by canceling the show up at Tahoe and stuff, I think you could have treated your fans on the West Coast a little better.
Wait, hold on a second.
Okay?
No, douchebag. We did not cancel the show in Tahoe.
Did you hear that? Did you actually listen?
I drove all the way up there in the snow.
Hey, listen, dumbass.
We're getting drunk at whorehouses and all that stuff, and the show's
ruined. Listen, we didn't cancel that show. We, as a matter of fact, came back specifically to Reno to do a makeup show.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, okay, that's fine, but, you know.
No, that's a fact.
But the guy before me from Sacramento is pissed like me, too, so, I mean, it must just not
What about what we just said? What, you were wrong?
People on the West Coast just feel like you kind of dumped on us.
What about you're wrong about what you said about us canceling the show in Lake Tahoe?
All I know is I had to drive all the way up in the snow, up the mountain to get there, and I get there's no show.
Well, but you're blaming the wrong people.
Well, I don't... Okay, that's fair enough. I'll give you that. But you guys could have done something to let us know for 2 weeks on the West Coast.
Okay, how? And exactly what could I have done to let you know on the West Coast?
You could have asked our radio station to say Don and Mike are on vacation or something.
You know what that is? That is a lie.
There.
That's a lie.
The blue today, you're changing stations.
Hey, listen,
now I got a pick between you and Howard.
All right, well, then go pick your ass. I don't care. Okay, please, thank you for listening all these years. If you've had it with us, then goodbye. We part as friends. Goodbye.
Bye.
People get very emotional. You know, it's a tribute to the success of this show that people get that emotional about it. And I respect those people that get really, really into it. And
I don't. I hate them.
I think it is a testament to the success of this show. But really, we handled it the only way we could. And, you know, I do feel bad for people in other markets that didn't know what was going on. But we had to handle it this way. We were not going to get on the air here from where everything springs forward. We have said that here in Washington, D.C., our longest and, most successful market. And BS people, we weren't going to do it.
People in Washington knew about this. They knew about it the day that it was in the Post.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I was on before, but I wanted to ask you, who is the deep throat that ratted you guys out in the Post?
If we knew that,
yeah.
There, I tell you, if this was the State Department or this was the Department of Defense, I will tell you right now, we would be in the middle of a nuclear attack.
Yeah, no, nobody knows.
Okay.
We are a leaky diaper of a radio station.
Sure are.
You didn't talk to Gordon about this, did you?
What do you mean? Did I talk to Gordon about what?
About, leaking into the Post or anything.
This is your second call, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, I said I would call before.
Your second go-around.
Hello,
yeah.
Don and Mike show.
Is it me?
Yes, it's you. Hi.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Don and Mike, I've been listening to you since I was a teenager. I love you to death. And I'm going to bring something up that you're not going to like, but G. Gordon came on the air today and said he didn't have a contract.
And this is what I'm most upset about.
That has nothing to do with us, honey.
That doesn't have anything to do with us. And when we heard that, I believe it was at the end of G. Gordon Liddy's show.
It was at the 2 o'clock hour of the show. He came on and said, I don't have a contract.
I don't know anything about that. That has nothing to do with us. It really doesn't.
How can that not have anything to do with you guys?
Okay, let me explain.
A lot of people are upset about Liddy. And I think you need to address that a little bit.
How do you want me to address that? I don't.
He took his time slot. He's gone, and now he's gone from the country, from what he said, until he can find a place.
That's right. He has left the country.
He said that he is not going to be on anywhere in the country.
That has nothing.
He did.
No, he didn't. I heard him too, and he didn't say that. He said nothing had been arranged yet. But I know that things are in the works.
And let me tell you something. In all seriousness, this is not a lie. We do not know what's going on with that. To the best of our knowledge, before that, we were under the impression that G. Gordon Liddy was moving to another radio station
and that he had a deal. And then at the end of the show, we were surprised, as everybody else, when that new twist came up. And we still don't know what's going on with that. Are we curious? Yeah, I'm very curious to know what's going on.
And a lot of the reason that we were held off was out of respect for G. Gordon Liddy. I sure didn't feel comfortable getting on the air and having people speculate about who's going to be taking whose job while the guy's still here.
And we don't negotiate his contract, so we have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, when you're saying, you know, what do we know, what can we tell you? We don't know because really nobody here, in management here knows.
I understand that the listeners are going to take it as you screwed him. I mean,
then it's time to be honest. The listeners screwed Liddy because if the listeners had given Liddy number one ratings, this would have never come up. It would have never come up.
Well, that's probably fair. That's a fair statement. I just wanted to know what y'all's take on it was.
Well, the take on it as far as your specific, are you gonna listen or are you going to talk?
I've been listening.
You're asking a question, and we're trying to answer the question.
I've been listening
for 15 years. We're trying to answer your question, and your question is, you know, we said this at the beginning. When we move into this time slot, G. Gordon Liddy in Washington, D.C., is moving to another radio station. That's the way we understood this. G. Gordon Liddy is staying with the company, with his syndication deal. That's the way we understood this. At the very end of his show, we, like everybody else, heard what he said, and we were very, very surprised at that. And I sure hope everything gets worked out because everybody was thrown for a loop with that. We didn't know what was going on.
But it's got nothing to do with us if he can't come to a contract settlement with the company.
That really doesn't have anything to do with us. That doesn't.
Fair enough. Thanks, guys.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Rob? Thank you.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I love your show, and I'm not going to yell or anything like that. I've been with you since the very beginning in AVA, Frank Murphy, whole nine yards.
Thanks for bringing Frank Murphy in.
There's another dead person, late Frank Murphy.
That was 30 years I lived in D.C., lived in Jacksonville, went through that when you were on in there and gone. Now I live out in Santa Rosa, California.
What a great bio of you.
Well, okay. But I am just so psyched that you're going to be on Morning Drive in San Francisco. That is just perfect.
Okay, again, everybody, please just, you know, maybe I said that inadvertently. Just wait and see what falls out here.
A lot of stuff has to happen. This is an ever-growing situation, and things are going to be happening within the next month and a half.
Yeah, 90 days. Give us 90 days. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Hey, I agree with getting that stuttering idiot Gordon Liddy off the air.
No, come on. We're not about that either.
He reminds us every 2 days about his son being a Navy.
Listen, if you keep that up, I'm going to hang up on you because I like G. Gordon Liddy, and I'm not going to stand for that crap.
Oh, I'm not saying you guys got him off the air. No.
I'm not going to let you badmouth him. Okay?
That's not your license to come in and do that.
Okay.
That's not really.
My second point is, I believe you guys, do you realize you're going to be going up against a guy that just signed a $250 million contract?
Yeah. So?
I mean, somebody's got to be listening to him.
Yeah, no, as I said, no S, Sherlock. He is the most listened to radio personality in the world.
And in the West Coast, you got to go up against Stern.
Yeah, you know what it's called? It's called the challenge.
All right, well, and I know who leaked the story to the Post, too.
Who?
Ted Bell of Ted's at Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Get out of here.
Who is that guy?
Know. I don't even know.
What the hell is wrong? You know, one of those guys when he talks like this, yeah? Okay, my other point, yeah? All right, and here's my next one, yeah?
Thank you know, a lot of these calls seriously remind me of 10 years ago. When we left the morning show and we came to the afternoon show.
Right.
And it was the same stuff, you know, this is suicide for you guys. You don't know what you're doing. You nobody listens to this type of radio in the afternoon.
Sure. I had a friend that said, you know, I can't possibly listen to you guys at that time of day. What are you going to be doing? In the same breath said, and where's G-Man going? I love his show. Okay? F you!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, hi. I had just one question.
Yes.
Is Rob A. and Lisa Direct's Condom Couple 96?
Yes.
They are?
Yes.
All right, excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Boy, somebody was paying attention.
Hello, yes. Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
You know, you have a big dilemma in front of you. What are you going to do about your soap watching, One Life to Live?
Ah, that's why God invented TiVo. Mm-hmm. Although, you know,